If you shut the
Three,
fuck up.
two, one. What did you just say?
Huh?
What did
I
you
said
just say?
I'm ready for you to shut the fuck up.
Okay, as long as you're just going to be honest with what you said, because it was pretty fucking horrible and rude. And not a thing to say to your best friend. Because you're my best friend.
We're not best friends.
You're the best friend that I've ever had. Been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine. No, no. And I know of everything that you do. I really love you. You're my best friend. Ooh, you're making me live now. No! Three, two, one. Mama just killed a man. Oh, cool. Hi, buddy. What's new with
Hello,
you?
clown.
Fucking asshole.
I just saw you like a couple hours ago. Don't act like we
You loved it.
weren't just, you weren't in my fucking yard. Don't act like that didn't happen.
Just the way that
Torturing
you're.
Larry. Torturing Larry.
I had to
Larry's like,
go.
my buddy is outside and he
I
is
know.
not saying hi.
I had to
He
go.
lost his fucking mind. He
I had
lost his
very
mind.
little. Dave, today we're gonna do a quiz, and you're gonna quiz me, and I'm gonna pass it by 1 to 2 questions. I'm
All
calling
right.
my shot.
Today's quiz is about Bruce Springsteen.
At least I know we haven't done it before.
It's clothing.
Oh, clothing. Okay, fuck. Okay.
Imposter Lord Gordon Gordon, who claimed to be a wealthy Scottish landowner, kept his valet dressed in buckskin breeches, long boots, a long coat with gilt buttons, and an immense cockade upon his hat. Which of the following was another name for a valet in Scotland at that time? One, A, let's go with A, afternoon farmer. B, gentleman's tiger. C, fuss budget. D, ginger snap.
God damn it. What the
God
f
damn
those
it.
are all. The first one's the only one where I'm like, no, afternoon farmer's great. But I feel like that was another derogatory term for probably for someone who, like, whatever, was like not a great farmer
That was
or like
that
a
was
city
the
person who moved to the.
a German pie eater is an afternoon farmer. Same
Interesting.
thing.
Ginger snap's great. It works for me. Gentleman's Tiger's fantastic. It's just, again, I feel like it's just a little off. What was the one in between those?
Bus budget.
Bus budget. Bus budget. That's the one where I feel like it is the closest because it's kind of like. It just kind of, I don't know. It just, it's Gentleman's Tiger or bus budget is what it's coming down to for me.
Bus budget.
Yeah, bus budget. Yeah. Am I
Fuss.
bus budget?
Fuss.
Oh, shit.
Fuss.
That takes it out of there for me.
Bus budget.
The fuss budget also works.
What'd you think it was? Bus budget?
Yeah, I thought it was like bus boy or like, you know, like something like that kind of. Bus budget or gentleman's tiger. I'm gonna say gentleman's tiger.
You are correct. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Two, William Chidley dressed in a short white tunic with bare head, legs, arms, and feet to emulate the ancient Greeks. He wore this as he warned against the introduction of an erect penis into a vagina because it produced shocks to both men and women that led to their mental deterioration. What did he call this method of sex? A, crowbarring. B, basket making. C, ball knobbing. D, screwing.
Oh my God.
Those are all terms I use for sex.
I wish screwing wasn't on the list because that's so like, well, if it's screwing, it's going to be a letdown. And I don't think Anna'd do that to me. So I'm not going to say screwing. Crowbarring is fantastic. So that's just his word for sex.
Yes.
Okay. Crowbarring. He said it's shot. It's
introduction shot. Of an erect penis into a vagina.
I like doing it like that too. Like, may I present to you the cock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how I do it.
Now, shake her skin. Ball knobbing?
Are you guessing?
No, I'm confirming that is the name of one of them.
Yes, ball knobbing, basket making, crowbarring, and screwing.
Basket making. I kind of want to go with basket making.
Witch dripping. Musk sewing.
Burping. Basket weaving to me feels, I guess the introduction, ball knobbing, crowbarring. God, this one is really hard. I'll just take a stab in the dark, gross, and say, I'll just go with basket weaving.
Incorrect.
Damn it. Ball knobbing?
Crowbarring.
Crowbarring. Interesting. Just feels like that.
It just shows he wasn't very good at sex because it was staying closed.
Trying.
It didn't want him in.
Try it.
Did not
open.
Want him in.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. It rejected him. He's like, it's dry like wood, like a wood crate you're trying to crack open.
In Australia, you're 1-1. In Australia, in the late 1800s, larrikins wore coats with tight waists and velvet collars, pants that were in an extreme version of bell bottoms, black hats, and loud silk ties. Their boots were high heeled with pointed toes. What did the toe cap of the boot often have on it? A, a razor blade. B, their latest mugshot. C, a coin. D, a photograph of the man's girlfriend.
Wow. I want to say knife. Just because it's Australian. It's nuts.
They are crazy down there.
But to me, it's either the girlfriend. Crime's good, too. Your latest crime? That was one of them?
Their latest mugshot.
Their latest mugshot.
A razor blade, latest mugshot, a coin, or a photograph of their girlfriend.
I'll say razor blade.
That's what I would have thought, but that's incorrect.
Is it your latest crime?
It's a photograph of their girlfriend.
Wow, crazy.
Because they cared. Maybe it's because you don't know how to care about anybody.
Yeah.
But that's what a person does.
That's a big step, too. Like, where if you're just like,
yeah,
well, I wasn't under the impression that we were actually an item. Well, what do you mean? Of course we're an item. Yeah, well, I didn't, I don't know. I've got, actually, my face is on another shoe right now. Christ, this is embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. What happens if two different guys have the same? Ooh.
Yeah. Damn it. Okay. 1-2.
1-2.
I don't like, and here's what I don't like about this one so far. I've had no idea about any of these.
I think I knew crowbarring. That was the only one that jumped out at me.
Yeah, of course, that one you know.
Well, I had it tattooed on my thigh. The larrikins' girlfriends wore brightly colored plush velvet jackets and short skirts to show off their elaborate high-laced-up boots. Their hats featured ostrich feathers, and feather boas were also fashionable. Many also carried a small parasol because it was stylish and it kept the sun off their delicate skin, was useful in a fight as a lance, was a superstition to keep the rain away, concealed small things they stole.
Superstition to keep the rain away? Well, sun, I mean, the sun on their face just makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling like this quiz is not about making sense. Come here. Come on up, say hi to everybody. No. I think they used it to fight. Jesus, you're that guy?
What?
There better be food in there.
I'm eating meat,
Okay,
hamburger.
good. Okay, good.
Not
That's,
like a
by the way,
like not
that's the
like a
next time.
hamburger, but
The
ground
next time
up.
someone
Like
looks at you with a mask on, just be like, "I'm eating hamburger." I gotta. I'm just gonna say that they used it as lances.
fight. You are correct.
Fuck. How was that?
2-2, baby. You know who couldn't do that? Luke.
Yeah, no way. He can't even hear you right now, but yeah, he couldn't.
Members of Conscious Development, the Texas hypno cult, had to wear a robe, a headband with silver or gold symbols, and a lot of protective jewelry that they could buy from leader Terry Lee Benson. Why was this necessary? A, it made them invisible. B, it allowed them to see the Dark Lords more clearly. C, the Dark Lords were known to evaporate in the presence of these items. D, it gave them 15 times more power.
God, I can you hit me with all of it one more time? I'm sorry.
Yeah. A, it made them invisible. B, it allowed them to see the Dark Lords more clearly. C, the Dark Lords were known to evaporate at the presence of these items. Or D, it gave them 15 times more power.
I to me it's they either evaporate or they get more power. These are really hard. I don't remember any of this. None of this rings a bell.
These are older ones.
Yeah.
These are also things you can get rolling a 20-sided die.
Oh, cool. Fifteen times the power. I just don't like. I would say that one if I knew what that actually meant. In, like, because
In the
there's no way they would
cult speak.
actually. Yeah, like physically they have 15 times more power. Like there's no way. So I don't know if they buy that. So I'll just say that it made the Dark Lords evaporate.
Fine guess. Incorrect. It gave them 15 times more power.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sniffing around it. 2 and 3.
Synanon recruits all dressed just like founder Chuck Dietrich, which meant they wore A, white robes, B, denim overalls, C, sweater vests, D, leather jackets.
Options again.
White robes, denim overalls, sweater vests, leather jackets.
The name of the guy, Charles Dietrich.
Yeah, Synanon.
Sweater vests, overalls. What was the other one? The other two?
White robes, leather jackets.
I think it's either overalls or leather jackets. White robes. White robes is so obvious. I'll say overalls.
You are correct.
Hey, come on. Come on. There's something deep in this brain somewhere that just has
It's
some
very,
access to some of these in some
it's
fashion.
amazing. It's amazing. 2 months after his wife died, Charles Diedrich was ready to begin dating. He started wearing bright red suspenders, or as he called them, his A, shoulder straps, B, courting suspenders, C, lady attractors, D, gentleman's garters.
Jesus Christ.
I call them my fuck
The fact
boys.
that three of those are fake is amazing.
Yeah.
Shoulder straps, too obvious. Gentleman garters is great. Lady attractors is great. What was the other one?
Shoulder straps,
No.
cording suspenders,
Corny suspenders.
Lady attractors, gentlemen's gardeners. Okay.
Well, I feel like he'd be, I mean, he's trying to get laid, so I feel like it's going to be either courting suspenders or lady attractors. It's one of those two for me, and I'll say that it is, I mean, it's also, oh, fuck. I'll say courting suspenders.
You are correct.
Four and three.
That's amazing. Four and three, and you have no idea what you're great. Doing.
I have no
you don't even
clue
remember
what's
the episodes.
Happening right now.
You don't remember
no,
the episodes.
I don't know what's going on. What did you just take?
Vitamins.
I don't think we agreed to that, best friend.
Oh. Vitamins. You know, a little bump.
Ludes.
At his daughter's 15th birthday, Plenty Wingo heard the teens talking about fads, and he decided to make his mark. Plenty soon set off in shiny black shoes, a necktie, homemade suit, one size too large, eyeglasses with mirrors, and a cane with a buffalo horn handle to do what? A, join the Silver Slipper Dance Marathon Circuit. B, row in the Henley Royal Regatta. C, walk around the world backwards. D, live in the middle of a traffic circle.
Dave, finally one I know.
This easiest man, question you've ever gotten.
This man was going to walk around the world backwards.
That's right, he was. That's right, he was.
Great fake ones, though. Great fake yeah. outs.
Five and...
God, that one was amazing. Three.
Yeah. Eventually, Plenty began wearing shorts, or as the Boston Globe called them, A, bloomers, B, knickerbockers, D, mini trousers, D, sawed-off knee pants.
I think it's sawed-off knee pants. I don't know why. I think partially because he was probably just getting too hot. So he probably cut them or something like that. Can I just hear all four of them one more time? What's that?
A, bloomers. B, knickerbockers. C, mini trousers. D, sawed-off knee pants.
It's C or D. Luke, could you let Bug in for me? It's C or D. And I'm going to say that it's sawed-off pants. She's right there to the right. She was just there.
You're correct.
God damn, son of a baby. What is that, 6-3?
Yeah. This is the best you've ever done.
Come here, Buggy.
But I went and saw UCLA play Long Beach State last night. And it was
you went and saw them? What were they playing?
A fantastic baseball game. Fantastic baseball game. Ended with a guy catching a line drive, jumping up and snatching it to end the game. Good.
Who did you
really
go with?
Baseball. Finn and his friend.
Okay. So make sure
that part not as great. 13-year-olds at a ballpark, not
just,
exceptional.
It's cool if she didn't want to come in. She was just there. As long as you're not going alone to this stuff.
And there's a girl that that's much younger that we see there because she goes to every game too. And Finn decided to make his friend his girlfriend, even though the guy's not into her at all because she's too young. And Finn walked by the girl's brother and was like, my buddy has such a crush on your sister.
Oh, man. He's a real little pot stirrer.
That's
like how you're proud.
It's terrible. I mean,
it's terrible,
funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, she's in the sixth grade. You know, he's in the eighth grade. It's too, the difference is too.
It would never work. It would never work.
It never work.
It couldn't work. It couldn't work.
Welsh Dr. William Price was handsome and popular with his female patients. He was one. What was one of his rules for dressing? A, he refused to wear socks. B, he never wore pants with pockets. C, he always wore a cape. D, he never wore black. Well, this is a tough one.
Never wearing pockets seems like a bad one.
Why?
Cape, just because it's like that. What, like that? Just seems like a dumb, inconvenient decision. He never wore black. Maybe.
Boring.
I think it's got to be that he always wore a cape. What was the first one?
Always wore a cape, and he refused to wear socks.
No socks. No socks is good. I'm enjoying no socks. It's cape or socks for me. Popular female patients. I think the cape to me is the fabric extension of ego. So I'm going to say the cape.
Gareth, you are wrong.
Damn. Is it, it socks?
No. Oh, yeah. It's
never
socks.
Wear. It socks. Okay. 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 All right. There you go.
So you're
6-4, right?
6-4, yeah. Remember, you're playing for a Faraday pouch.
I didn't know that, and I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You would if you surfed. Another stylish gentleman.
Hey, can I just jump in real quick and say that for those of us, we don't like the surf shame. Relax.
You would if you surfed.
Let's keep going.
We can't lock our car.
Let's
we can't,
keep going.
We can't take the little, we can't slide the little thing, the valet key out of our fob and then lock the fob in the car. The car won't let you do it.
I think you did that one day.
No, I didn't.
You lost your fob one day.
That was different. So you have to take a Faraday pouch, put the fob
in the
Faraday
pouch. And then
where
do you put it?
Pouch.
You jam it up your
butt?
Well,
now you actually lock your, you lock, you use a, like a big lock on the outside of your car, like a house
looking
lock.
And that goes up
lock.
Your butt?
You put it up your butt.
Okay.
Another stylish gentleman who was popular with the ladies was Dr. Ben Reitman. He wore a silk tie, a cape, a cowboy hat, and carried a walking stick. One of his relationships was with the famous anarchist Emma Goldman, or as he called her, a mommy.
Dave.
B, muffin. C, pet. D, pumpkin.
It's either mommy or pet. I think it's pet. Pet.
Incorrect.
Mommy.
Mommy.
Damn it.
Of course, an anarchist is going to call someone. It's
that's so
anarchists
weird.
Are. They're all into mommy shit, and they want to.
That's so weird.
Breastfeed.
Damn it. So it's at 6-5?
Yes, 6-5. Wow, things have tightened considerably.
Sure have.
We were pretty cocky earlier, weren't we?
I wasn't cocky. Look, it's always a ride. It's always a ride, buddy.
I feel like it was cocky. What in the fuck is going on? Well, that was a great dick shot, by the way.
I'm looking after my friend's dog, and I just can't see what she's up to. Okay.
The height of Icelandic fashion, necropants were made after a sorcerer made a pact with a buddy that he could skin him from the waist down if A, he died of natural causes, B, he died a virgin, C, he'd been a vegan, D, he was younger than 40 when he died.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Ugh, I was so excited because I remember necropants. What are the options again?
We all remember necropants. He died of natural causes. He died a virgin. He died a vegan. He was younger than 40 when he died.
I'll say 40. I just think 40.
Okay. You're incorrect.
Damn it.
He died of natural causes. Everybody died under 40.
That's the other one I was going to say. Damn it.
I would have said virgin.
No. No, you're not. You don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do this.
Necropats are coming back, by the way. Urban Outfitters is selling them.
That would be amazing.
The owner.
They might happen. 6-6.
Yeah. The owner of the new Necropants was required to steal a coin from the window and put it in the empty. I totally remember this. I 100% remember this. The owner of the Necropants was required to steal a coin from the window and put it in the empty scrotum with a magical symbol written on a scalp of parchment. He could never remove the coin, or the now magical scrotum would A, cause impotence, B, shrink, C, stop filling with coins, D, cause a rash.
Stop filling with coins?
Yeah. It's a money game. Everything gets ruined by capitalism, even Necropants.
I'm going to say impotence.
Incorrect. It's stop filling with coins.
God damn it. Shit. 6 and 7. Fuck, son of a bitch. Go ahead.
Oh, so shit.
Shut up, asshole. Shut up.
6 and 3. You were so fucking cocky.
I am really in a fucking losing streak. That's honestly what's happening. It sucks.
That's an understatement.
Shut up.
So you are
6 and 7.
6 and 7. So this is it. Like, you have to get the last two.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. Fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh boy. Okay. The Bowery Boys, an anti-Catholic gang in New York in the mid-1800s, were easily identifiable by their sharp clothing. They wore all red shirts, black trousers that were shoved inside of calfskin boots, and black stovepipe hats. The gang associated themselves with local firefighting units. The biggest, strongest member of the gang had a special job, which was to race to the location as soon as the fire alarm sounded and A, confirm that no one was still in the burning structure. B, put a barrel over the fire plug, then fight off anyone from other firefighting units who tried to take the barrel off. C, steal as much stuff from the house as possible. D, demanding money from the building owner before any firefighting would begin.
Hmm.
UCLA won, by the way.
I'm going to say B.
You are correct.
Oh, my God. It's always interesting, isn't it, David?
God damn.
Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go.
Do you want to bring Luke in to help?
No, I don't. He would probably know.
When I
got in his car today, he was listening to the PG&E part 2.
Oh, he was? Was he crying?
Yeah, he was like, no, he was early in it. But he said something I said in response to something you said. And he was like, he was pissed.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. It's causing that. Okay, 7 and 7. I mean, this is it. It's all down to one question. I mean, basically, it's one question.
The plan. It's the plan.
Everything else before this has meant nothing.
It's a one-question tournament.
In 1852, Emma Snodgrass made the newspaper and was arrested multiple times for doing this. A, wearing sandals. B, having too long of hat pins. C, wearing pants. D, failing to wear a corset.
Wearing pants, you son of a bitch. Yeah!
He ran away.
Wearing pants.
Yeah, check you out.
So what's up? What do you want to talk about? What it's like to dig deep, believe in yourself, and win, even when someone's there talking smack? Now,
it's
give me
hard
that,
to watch.
Give me the butt voucher thing.
It's a Faraday pouch.
Yeah, give me the Faraday.
That's yours now.
Okay, get it over.
It's too big. It's too big for my lock. It won't fit inside.
That's your butt?
No, it's not my. This has nothing to do with butts.
You said it goes in your butt. If it doesn't go in your butt, I don't want it. That's going to be a tight fit.
Hello, Governor.
We're not doing that.
Well, Dave, what can I say? What should I say? What can one say?
You're a louse.
You're just jealous. You don't have what I have.
I don't at all.
You impressed?
Yeah, actually, it's impressive that you've only, I mean, you've only lost once. It's pretty impressive.
Once.
Now, the way you make every single quiz come down to the last answer is absolutely amazing.
I can't help it. It's really incredible. I can't help it.
It's really something.
The quizzes have to be the best bonus.
They're pretty good. They're always very tense.
I don't know what people filled. Think. Yeah, but
I don't know what people think either. Me, no, we don't get a me, thing of like what. Maybe we should do a poll.
Well, it doesn't really matter because we'll keep doing it. But I just think, to me, going through it, I would enjoy watching a man suffer on this level and always win by one question, except for once.
Yeah, for sure. I think that. Yeah, I think most people are. Yeah, it's entertaining. And also while watching, you get to like see if you know, yeah. You know,
so. Shout at me and be like, dummy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can do a poll. We can ask people what their favorite things.
Sure. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. It's a little Patreon content. Here, let's get a little.
We're all proud of you. There he is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Who loves
he you? Loves a cuddle. Loves Look at him. He loves a cuddle.
That's my buddy. Okay. Well, good work, me. Thanks for being there. Pat Sajak, basically. Hey, read the prompter, dummy. Hey, everyone, I'll be at the Winner's Circle tonight. Dave Anthony will be at home. Blah, 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 crowbarring. Yeah, oh, send me the Validay couch. Thanks, everybody. Brought to you by Snapple, now with 9 ingredients.